countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
And that's the sound of birdsong at dawn on a morning in early summer in Ireland. It's a lovely sound, isn't it? And it's a sound that Derek Mooney and his team have been bringing to Irish radio audiences for many years. And in recent times, it's a sound he has shared with listeners around the world. And he joins me now from County Cork. Good morning to you, Derek.
Well, a very good morning to the listeners and to you, John. It's a beautiful morning here in Cove. I have the most spectacular view over Cork Harbour, and I can see Spike Island. I can see the wind turbines off in the distance behind Spike Island. I can see this huge cruise ship, one of these celebrity cruise ships that's in Cove today, and it is just a spectacular morning. Ireland is beautiful.
Indeed it is, and it's Koskinny Marsh Nature Reserve. What makes it so unique as a bird habitat, Derek?
Well, that's where we're going to be broadcasting from tonight, from midnight through to 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And it's about 3 kilometres or thereabouts as the crow flies from Cove, where I am now. And the reason it's special is because it is small and it has an array of habitats. So you've got woodland, you've got lagoon, you've got foreshore, you've got lake, you've got stream, and then you've got kind of hedge and scrub. And because of that, it gives you a variety of species altogether. Birds that would normally hang out in different places in other parts of Ireland are all together in this small area. Now, it's privately owned by two families called the Ronan family and, appropriately enough, a family called the Bird family. And I want to thank them for allowing us every year to come and invade the space. It's managed by Birdwatch Ireland, and there are our conservation partners, Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland and BirdLife International internationally, along with the European Broadcasting Union. And they manage the reserve. And it's got 14 woodland species thereabouts that have been registered there. So you've got blackbird, you've got willow warbler, you've got sedge warblers, you have got reed warblers, you have got blue tits, you've got grey tits, you've got wood pigeons, you've got pheasants, you can hear all the crow species, you can hear cockerels in the morning.
Right.
You can hear everything. It's even got farmland, so very close by. So every kind of sound picture of a bird you can imagine is there on that small location. That's the beauty of it. That's why it works for us.
Now, Derek, this is one of the several Irish locations that will be contributing to the Dawn Chorus where you are at Koskinny Marsh Nature Reserve. There are others around
They're
Ireland.
On the east coast, because as everybody knows, the sun rises in the east and then it travels in a westerly direction across the face of the earth, and that's what our international Dawn Chorus is all about, to kind of track that wave of light as it moves, and as it hits each area the birds wake up and they burst into song. So where I am here, it'll be a little bit about 15 to 20 minutes later than on the east coast in Dublin. So we have Terry Flanagan, Éinean Ilana and Eric Dempsey, and they will be in Luttrell's Town Castle, which is in West Dublin. Be familiar to a lot of people. In fact, there's a public house not too far away from there called the Wren's Nest.
Right.
And we're making a special documentary about wrens in a couple of weeks' time. So they will be there because they're going to catch the light a little bit earlier than us. But we're going to start much earlier, as I said, from midnight, and we'll be starting with All India Radio and their 500 million listeners.
Wow.
And then we'll move right across into Europe, and we have Lithuania, we have Finland, we have 4 BBC friends. We have BBC Northern Ireland, BBC Scotland, BBC Wales, BBC Radio Cambridgeshire are taking part this year. And they're opting out of their own network to join us for the 7 hours. And then we've got newcomers on board as well. So we have Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, we've got Israel, we've got Portugal. There's no end to the number of locations we have.
Very good.
Around the country.
And listeners are being asked to participate as well, Derek. You want our listeners to join in?
Yeah, if they can simply visit our website, I won't give it away, but if you put a link on your website just to make it easier so people don't get confused, it's they can go there and they can find out how to record their audio of the Dawn Chorus or birds singing wherever they are in the early hours of the morning, and then simply send it via WhatsApp to a WhatsApp number, and then we can broadcast. And we'll also be encouraging people to call in, to email, to text. And the one thing we get every year when we do this broadcast is a lot of emails from the diaspora, as they're known, particularly in America. A lot of people listening pace. Remember, it will be the early hours of the morning here, but go back a few hours. It's 5 hours behind in New York, and right. then go back further in different parts. So people are listening in on the internet, because this programme is made available on satellite, free to air to all EBU members.
And I'm
all
sure
members of the European Broadcasting Union, but on the internet.
I'm sure there's something special about listening to the sound of the birds at home. I've been listening myself. Is that a blackbird I heard? Is that the first one you'll hear in the morning, Derek, or what should we be listening out for?
Yeah, it's usually the birds with the big eyes that catch the light first. Now, I was on Kuskany Marsh Nature Reserve this morning at 4:30 a.m. and it was dark, not a peep out of them. And then around, about 5 to 5 a.m. this morning or thereabouts, because we were just doing a bit of a mapping of the land for where we'll put the microphones later on this afternoon, the blackbird was the first one. Because it's got a big eye and it catches the faintest glimmer of light and it wakes up and starts to sing. And then it's followed by other members of the thrush family and then the robins and the wrens and all that kind of stuff. It's one of the bigger woodland birds, if you like, the blackbird. The smallest one, if you don't have a gold crest in your area, is the second smallest bird in Ireland, is the wren. And it punches way above its weight. And right. the one thing people will hear tomorrow morning between 5 and 7 a.m. will be a lot of wrens. I counted at least 10 wrens in a very small area here this morning.
Well, listen out. Listen out. We may hear more birds before we go. But Derek, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Derek Mooney there. There's a preview programme for the Dawn Chorus tonight at 8 o'clock and they're on air from midnight, as you heard. Thank you to Derek Mooney there for joining me from Kuskany Marsh. And we wish you and the Mooney Goes Wild team well with the Dawn Chorus 2019.